Praise God. Good to be in his house today, amen. Start off tonight singing song number 118. I love that thrill that I feel.
I love that thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. Love the thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. What a sight just to see all the happy faces praising God. Heavenly places, what a thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. I love that thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. Love the thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. What a sight just to see all the happy faces praising God. Heavenly places, what a thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. Love the thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. What a sight just to see all the happy faces praising God. Heavenly places, what a thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. Love the thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. What a sight just to see all the happy faces praising God. Heavenly places, what a thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, my God. I love you and I praise you, my God. Thank you for this opportunity we have to get together with our brothers and sisters to worship you and to give you all of the love and the thanks that you deserve, my God. Be with us here today, Lord Jesus. Let us feel your spirit. I love you, my God. I'm so thankful, Lord. Praise you, my God. Praise God. You may be seated.
I just want to thank God so much for being here with God's wonderful people. And this is the month that we came to church 45 years ago. And this is the month I received the Holy Spirit 45 years ago. And I just want to thank God for filling me with his spirit, giving me his love, and giving me everything that his word says that we can have. I'm so thankful for that. And I also want to thank him just for always being there, no matter what goes on in our lives, that we can go to him, we can talk with him, and he's just there as whatever we need in our lives. And I do love him so much with all my heart, and I just want to thank him for this body of believers. And I just love my brothers and sisters, and I love spending time with them and all the traditional things that we've created that we do together. I'm so thankful that God has made us a family spiritually and also naturally, and I just love him with all my heart.
Praise God. Let's sing song number 194, Jesus' Name Above All Names.
Jesus, name above all names, wonderful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Name above all names, wonderful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Jesus, name above all names, wonderful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, wonderful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Jesus, Jesus, Lord, to me, Master, Savior, Prince of Peace, Ruler of my heart today, Jesus, Lord.
Jesus, my God, I praise you, Lord. I'm so thankful for all that you are in my life, my God, for how you are in all things, Lord Jesus. I praise you, my God, and I love you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, my God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. I praise you, my Lord. Praise God. Can we have Inger and Mary Jo come up now, please?
Just want to thank God for being here tonight, and as always, just the opportunity to be in this house to spend time together and to worship Him. I thank Him for that. And the words of this song, one of the lines says, "All my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good." And I love those words, and I love the way that this song blends those words together. It's just a really beautiful blend to worship Him with. And I thank Him for that way that we can always turn to God for everything, because we always know that we might not know the answer, but He is good and He does know the answer. And I just thank Him for that and ask you to worship with us while we sing tonight.
I love you, Lord. You have led me through the fire. In darkest nights, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God.
I love your voice.
Oh, your mercy never fails me. In all my days, I've been held in your hands. And from the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, running after me. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, have your way, my God. Praise you, Jesus, Lord, have your way, my God. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, praise you, God. Jesus, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
I want to thank God for that song. I woke up this morning with that song on my mind, and I actually texted Mary Jo saying how much I would love to hear her sing that song, and she said they had that plan for today, and I have to thank God for his timing and his love and seeing what each one of us need. I just have to thank him for the words to that song. All my life he has been faithful. Amen. From the time I was a young child, darkness and tragedy hit in my life, and all the while God knew I was his, and it wasn't until I was 24 years old when he showed me the scriptures and filled me with his Holy Ghost, and I can look back after that time and see how he led me from one path to another and was always there walking right beside me and led me to happy and led us up here and led us to receive in his Holy Spirit. I love him so much, and I just never have the words to thank him enough for always being that faithful one that's always been there. I love him so much tonight.
Thank you, Lord. You guys are following along on the song list. We're going to shift the order up a little bit, but I really wanted to sing song number 184 next, Jesus, I'll Never Forget. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. Jesus, I'll never forget how you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. You've done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. He has taken my sins away. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. He has taken my sins away. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. He has taken my sins away. Thank you, Lord Jesus, my God. I love you and I praise you, Lord. I'm so thankful for all that you've done in my life, from the little things to the big things. I'm so thankful for what you've done and how you've always been there, my God. I love you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, my Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. You may be seated.
I want to tell God I love him so much today, and I also want to comment about the song that Mary Jo and Inger sang, because it's one of my favorites that I play often, and I love God's music. There's a song for all your emotions, and you can just reach for him when you hear them and sing along with it. And I love him so much, and I love music, so I guess what a better way to worship God is with music and just extending your soul up to him. I just want to thank him so much.
I too want to thank God tonight for everything he's done for us. And I'm thankful that he had that song for tonight and put it into hearts and the words. And just everybody's testimonies. I've said what I feel in my heart so much tonight. And I also want to thank him for taking something and turning it around for the good. And I'm thankful for just that power of prayer when we come and have that prayer and everybody gathers. That is such a great privilege. And And it's such a great promise that he's put behind that. And I want to thank him for what he did. And I just want him to know tonight that I don't take it for granted. Every little thing that he does and how good he is in our life. And I love him tonight.
So I had a special I wanted to do tonight. I actually had two. I think I'm going to maybe end up doing both of them because I couldn't really decide between the two. But I think what I was feeling is just this feeling of wanting, really wanting to just be in God's hands and to have him so present. And the song I'm going to sing now is the song You Never Let Go. And it's through the hard times in the valleys, but it's also on the high in the high points. He's right there with us, always guiding our step. You know, a high point's a high place to fall off of as well, and he's there holding us and making sure, guiding our steps along the way in those high places as well as in the valleys. And the other thing that I love about this song is this is one that I distinctly remember. It was one of the first songs that I just heard Adela randomly singing to God. And this idea of worship is not the music, but the music is an expression of the worship. It's the outcome of that feeling of worship. And every time I think of this song, I think of that purity of that worship that Adela had as she was singing to God. And I just ask you to worship with me. Never let go. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. Even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, you won't turn back, I know you are near. And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm. You never let go in every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord, never let go of me. I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on, a glorious light beyond all compare. There will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, we'll live to know you here on the earth. And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go in every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord, never let go of me. I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on. There will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, still I will praise you, still I will praise you.
never let go in every high and every low. Oh, no, you never let go, Lord, never let go of me. Praise you, my Lord. I praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hold me now in the hands that created the heaven. Find me now where grace runs as deep as your scars. You pulled me from the grave, set me on a rock, called me by your name, made my heart whole again, lifted up, and your knees know it's all for your glory. That I might stand with more reasons to sing than to fear. You pulled me from the clay, set me on a rock, called me by your name, made my heart whole again. Here I stand, high in surrender, I need you now. Oh, my heart, now and forever, my soul cries out. Once I was broken, but you love me wholeheartedly. Sin has no hold on me, your grace holds me now. And that grace owns the ground where the grave did, where all my shame remains, left for dead in your way. You crashed those age-old gates. You left no stone unturned. You stepped out of that grave, shouldered me all the way. Here I stand, high in surrender, I need you now. Oh, my heart, now and forever, my soul cries out. Once I was broken, but you love me wholeheartedly. Sin has no hope. Your grace holds me now. Healed and forgiven, look where my chains are now. That has no hold on me. Your grace holds me now. 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 Thank you, my Lord Jesus. I love you, my God. I praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, my God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. So we've got one last song tonight before Paul comes and brings us the word of God. Song number 301, Think About His Love. If you're in Sunday school, you can be dismissed now. Think about His love. Think about His goodness. Think about His grace that's brought us. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of about His grace that's brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure. His grace that's brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure. God, will you all please stand for the word of the Lord?
Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Are you happy to be here tonight? I can't get enough of church. The crazier it gets out there, the more I want to be in church too. How was your week? Did you get a chance to witness to anybody this week? Text, phone call, anything like that? Anyway, it's good to be here. Get out of the storm for a few days. I want to welcome all our visitors, all our live stream folks here. I'm still caught up in the worship service. I got to retrain my brain here for a second. But we're glad you could join us today here in Soldotna, Alaska. Beautiful Soldotna, Alaska. This is definitely God's country. And so thankful He's brought me here to live with this family of God and just enjoy the blessings that come along with being in the family of God. To be able to say that you've been born again according to the scriptures, baptized in Jesus' name, receive the Holy Ghost, and be able to change a life that you just couldn't do before you met God. You know, that's what we're here tonight, to worship God, to thank Him for the many blessings that He's poured out on us, and especially for this Holy Ghost salvation plan. Amen? Amen? Without that Holy Ghost salvation plan, we'd be lost, folks. So never forget where you came from, what God's done for you, and the promises He's made if we obey His commandments. We need to keep our prayers up for each other, for new souls. We got some real health issues here in the church. We got people that really need our prayer. We need that gift of healing in our church badly. We need it working with signs and wonders. That's what we need. Amen. We got to have new souls too. We need new souls. I was thinking about the last few weeks of teachings on Wednesday nights, on Sundays, about the family of God and what it's like when you have a friendship with people before you meet God, what it's supposed to be like after you meet God. And loyalty kept coming into my mind. Just, am I a loyal brother or sister, father, husband, friend? Am I loyal? And the longer I looked into that, the more there is to that. There's a lot to being loyal. And the scripture has had a lot to say about it. And there's some very, very good examples of people that were loyal in the Bible. But our number one loyalty comes to God and all He's done for us. Never wavering. He's always, that came out tonight during testimonies and song service about God never leaves you. You can't get any more loyal than God is. And so we're going to go into a few scriptures about that. I wrote down biblically what loyalty is. It's being emotionally, intellectually, and physically committed to the betterment of another or of a church. Giving of yourself no matter how rough things get. It's the very foundation of a positive and healthy relationship. The family of God must have this honesty and trust with one another to function properly. You believe that tonight? That's how it is. You have to trust your brothers and sisters. First of all, you have to totally trust God. He will never let you down. Now, we, being human, we let you down once in a while. But that Bible says that you forgive your brother and sister 70 times 7. And you think about all the times that God's forgiven us for all our shortcomings. How could you not want to be around or even think that somebody gets on your nerves or bugs you to be around them when God's filled them with the Holy Ghost and they're a brother or sister in God? And He's working with them just like He is with ourselves. How can we even think that? We think about if God felt that way about us, that we were pain, we don't want to, I'm tired of dealing with Him. Think about how long-suffering God's been with us. Whether you served Him for 50 years or 5, it doesn't make any difference. God has been long-suffering towards us. Amen? And as long as we're trying, He'll continue to do so. That's another thing about loyalty. You cannot be a respecter of persons. You can't be loyal, more loyal to one person than the other. Now, you can be closer to somebody than you are to another person, but you can't treat them differently. You guys still have to treat them exactly the way God treats us. Amen? We can't, I mean, you can't help but be a little closer to certain people. It's just how it is, but that's where the respect for a person comes in. You can't treat anybody any different than you do your closest friend. And that's where we fail sometimes. Let's look at some scriptures about loyalty. We'll start out in John, the 15th chapter, verse 8. I got a little note here. God feels, how does God feel about a relationship with one another and Him? And are we as individuals loyal to God and His family? Because this is God's family that we're talking about. And He watches His family real close. And if one of them gets mistreated by another one, it's a problem. It's a real problem. That love that He gives us, we should be sharing it with each and every one of us. Long-suffering, gentle. We'll go into a lot of this stuff as we go through the scriptures. John, the 15th chapter, verse 8. Herein is My Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be My disciples. As the Father has loved Me, so have I loved you. Continue in My love. If you keep My commandments, you shall abide in My love, even as I have kept My Father's commandments and abide in His love. These things have I spoken unto you, that your joy might be remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Now this is scripture right there about our joy. If we don't have this kind of joy in our life, it's not God's fault. It's ours. We're lacking something. There's something we're not doing right. He says that Holy Ghost is peace, joy, and righteousness. And it's a free gift. So if we don't have any of that to give out, what are we lacking? We're either not praying, we're not studying, we're not fasting, we're doing something, or all three. Prayer is so important. Friday night prayer here is getting smaller and smaller and smaller every week, it seems like. That's all there used to be full on Friday night. And we were a lot closer then too. Amen? It's up to us to make the effort. There's some people I have never seen here on Friday night prayer. And that's heartbreaking. If it's heartbreaking to me, it has to be heartbreaking for God. And we don't want to break God's heart, right? So what do? You do all you can do for God, what you're able to do. If you can't do something, that's all right. God knows that. But He does expect us to do our very best. Verse 12, this is My commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. If you were My friends, if you would do whatsoever I command you. Love is a word, but it's an action word. You can tell somebody you love them all day long. But if you don't show that by your actions towards them, it's just a word. Love is an action word. And we don't have nothing to give God but love. Look at what He's done for us. We don't have any excuses. We have been taught too well here not to love each other the way God wants us to. Amen? Let's go to a couple examples here in the Old Testament of loyalty. First one I want to go to is 1 Samuel, the 18th chapter, verse 1. Now, it's possible to have this kind of relationship with anybody. But both parties have to be willing to go the extra mile, put themselves on hold, have that mercy and love for each other that God requires us to have. Not that it would be nice, it's a requirement. If we're going to live and reign with Him for eternity, we have to have this love. Amen. 1 Samuel, 18th chapter, verse 1. And it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David. And Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And Saul took him that day and would not let him go any more home to his father's house. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. And Jonathan stripped himself of his robe that was upon him and gave it to David, and his garments even to his sword and to his bow and to his girdle. And verse 5, and David went out whatsoever Saul sent him and behaved himself wisely. Now you can see right here, because David got in a position of authority, he still stayed humble. That's one of the key words in your walk with God. Humility will take you a long ways with God. Read that over again. And David went out whatsoever Saul sent him and behaved himself wisely. And Saul sent him over the men of war, and he was accepted in the sight of the people, also in the sight of Saul's servants. It reminds me of that scripture where Jesus found favor with God and men. Because he was living the life. He was the example. He wasn't just talking about how you should live. He lived it in front of everybody. And we should too. Another beautiful example is Ruth. Let's go to Ruth, first chapter. We have a lady here by the name of Naomi, and her two sons died, and she was sending her daughter-in-laws back to the country of Moab, where they came from. This is a beautiful story if you want to read the whole story. I'm just going to read this little part of it about the loyalty and the bond that Ruth had with her, with Naomi. Ruth, the first chapter, verse 14. And they lifted up their voice and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. Now that shows you the difference right there of these two different ladies. They both loved her, but one kissed her, the other one just, I could just see her hanging on to her, just, I'm never going to let you go. And that's how we should care about each other. Never going to let you go. We all have struggles, man. We do not know what the other person's going through. We need to be tender-hearted towards each other. You cannot get upset with somebody and say things that you don't really mean. How do you think that makes God feel? I mean, it's terrible, man. Especially after all these years. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back into her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. She's telling her to go right alongside of the other gal. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or return from following after thee. For where thou goest, I will go. Where thou lodgest, I will lodgest. Thy people shall be my people and thy God, my God. There's the difference right there. Where thou didst, Where thou diest, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do me so, and more also, if I ought, but death part thee and me. And when she saw she was steadfast-minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. When she saw she meant that with all her heart, she just quit trying to discourage her. How often do you have anybody in your life that cares that much about you, that you know, no matter what, they're going to be there for you? That's what true loyalty is. When he says, lay down your life, it doesn't necessarily mean physically losing your life, but it could. But it means to just prefer your brother and sister. If there's a want at 2 o'clock in the morning, take care of it. Take care of it. That's where you reprove your love for God. When it's a very inconvenient time for you to do something, it's something you don't like to do. It's usually the timing of it that really separates people. It's the mood they're in and the timing of it, or what they got planned in their own life. They don't want to give that up for anybody. But we can't be like that. Amen? Let's go to Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter. I'm just going to read a couple verses here. And that's what we were talking about tonight, is God is always there for us. He never wants to fail us. We fail him how many times, but he never fails us. As long as we keep his commandments, we can write our own ticket with God. Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter, verse 8. But because the Lord loved you, now take this personally, because this is God talking to his people. Because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep that oath which he swore unto your fathers, as the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondsmen from the hand of the Pharaoh, king of Egypt. We were in bondage of sin when he brought us out. This is for everyone that was ever born. Right there. Now, verse 9, now, therefore, that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy unto them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. And we're part of that 1,000 generations. He can't lie, he'll never let us down. All we've got to do is our part. And even when we don't do our part, he waits and waits and waits for us, man. Keeps us from getting hurt real bad. We're going to find out just really, really how much God did save us from car wrecks. We don't even realize going down the highway how many times you could have got killed if you were there 3 minutes earlier or 4 minutes later. You never know, but God does, and he keeps us. Even when we're not doing right, he'll keep you until he can get your attention. But we get upset when somebody doesn't agree with us or doesn't like the way we do something, or there's a million different reasons why you get upset with somebody. That Bible says we are long-suffering with each other. We'll do anything and everything we can to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Amen? That's what we're all about. Let's go to Romans, the 8th chapter. Romans, the 8th chapter. Let's start out in verse 35. That's another cool thing about it. I got a little note for the scripture here, but we don't have to worry about God's loyalty. I mean, no matter what we're going through, we know he's there. Amen? I mean, just think about what a blessing that is. That's unreal. That can't happen in the natural. There's just no way that'll ever happen. Verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Is it tribulation or distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. I mean, there's nothing coming into our life that God hasn't seen before it happened and will take care of for us. It'll wind up being the very best it can be for us, even if it's you don't see the results until the next life, if you're that much closer to God because you had to go through something here. And I am persuaded that the more you suffer in this life, the closer you're going to be to God if you do it in the right way. I really believe that. Let's go to Mark, the 8th chapter. Mark, the 8th chapter, start out in verse 34. This is how we show our loyalty to God. He's already died for us. You can't get any more loyal than that. Amen. He's got to be first in our life, though. There cannot be another God in here, and I'm talking about anything. Anything that you put your mind to and your thoughts and all your energy towards, and then God comes in second or third or maybe at the end of the week, it's not going to fly forever. He's got to be first. Verse 34, and when he called the people unto him with his disciples also, and said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Deny himself or herself, themselves, and take up your cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. We're built to try to find a comfort zone. Some places that we're comfortable, that things aren't too bad, relaxing, no pressure and all that stuff. According to the Word of God, that's not the way life is supposed to be for us. Now, we can get away from the hustle and bustle once in a while and take a little road trip or go camping or vacation, whatever, to recharge your batteries a little bit. But on a daily basis, day in and day out, day in and day out, we should be just walking and walking and walking. Get up in the morning, first thing on our mind is God. Do our very best during the daytime to be a good example for God. At night, take our inventory, get up the next day, do the same thing. And the older you get, the more you get set in your ways. And they can be good ways or bad ways. You can find a lot of excuses when you get older. This hurts, that hurts, I don't feel good, whatever. When you're younger, you don't even know you got a bone in your body most of the time. But like I said, God only expects us to give our very best. If we can barely get out of the bed, that's all we can do, fine. We can make a phone call, we can send a birthday card just to get well card, just a card to let somebody know you care about them, any of that stuff, anything to show God's love to another human being is what we're all about. Amen. Take up your cross and follow me. For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall be saved. Remember what that scripture just said there. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain this whole world and lose his soul in the end? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever there shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh into the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Now that there's got a lot to do with witnessing to people. If God puts you in the presence of another human being and makes an opening, I know people are bashful sometimes, but if he makes an opening, you need to get rid of that bashful stuff. If he makes the opening, if you're an evangelist, you'll make an opening. You'll do anything you can do. You'll think of something to start a conversation, to change it. I don't know. It's a gift from God, and it works out. All you got to do is say hi. Next thing you know, you're giving them the death, burial, and resurrection, and that is a beautiful feeling. It's a beautiful feeling to be able to witness to somebody and see the emotion on them. When you see them crying and know God's moving on them and their lips are stammering and they've never heard this before. We never know who they are. We have to witness. No matter what, we have to witness. But especially if God makes the way. I don't know if you're that ashamed of God. You're not ashamed of him when you're with God's people. But when you're outside, you got that peer pressure and all that. Sometimes people get a little reluctant to say too much. They don't want to make any waves. But Jesus made all kinds of waves, and we're supposed to be like him. Amen. Let's go to 1 John, the third chapter. John, the third chapter. Start out in verse 16. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. For brothers and sisters. But whosoever has the world's goods and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? We talked about this a little bit just a week or so ago. If we have the resources and somebody needs help, we need to help them. If it's just a little thing, just opening the door sometimes makes a big difference for somebody carrying a couple packages. They appreciate that, because that's getting to be a less and less thing anymore. The kindness and the thoughtfulness of other human beings is really, really diminishing fast. And it can't be like that with us. It's just like when I was raised, it was always yes ma'am, no ma'am, thank you, excuse me, stuff like that. Now the buzzword is no problem. And I know they don't think nothing about that because of the generation they're in. But it's almost feels harsh to an older person to hear that when you've been raised the other way. But kindness never gets old, and thoughtfulness never gets old. So it's up to us to carry on the traditions that we've known all our life. Verse 18, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Well, we just talked about that. Love is an action word. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. See, God knows your intentions of your heart. Sometimes we convict ourselves a lot more than God would in certain areas. But God knows exactly why, the reasons why we do stuff, what the motive was and everything else. And he's quick to forgive those that will admit they're wrong. That pride gets in there, though. People that self-righteous, I didn't mean it like that. Or there's a million different ways you can not admit you're guilty. When people have a hard time saying they're sorry, the more you do that, the easier it gets. And I don't mean you should be going around doing things so you have to say you're sorry all the time. But if you're real honest about stuff, even if you think you might have hurt somebody's feelings a little bit, how hard is it to say, hey, I'm sorry, and mean it, and really mean it? I can tell you right now, there is no way Jesus would say or do anything to hurt anybody's feelings if he didn't have to. There is no way. He was the kindest human being that ever walked the face of this earth, full of love and compassion and mercy for everybody he met. But he had to step it up a few notches a few times too. But his whole being is about love and compassion and mercy for people. And that's the way we should be. Verse 21, beloved, if our heart condemneth us not, then have we confidence towards God. When you know you're right with you and God, you can come to this altar, man, he's all over you. When you know you got to make things right, it takes a little while sometimes. And we all go through that. I don't care. You being God 100 years, you're not going to be perfect. You're going to have your trials. And you're going to have your little slips and falls, but they should get less and less and less all the time. It's like when you stick your finger in a fire and it gets burnt. Well, you're not going to do that too many times in a row. You might do it on accident a few times, but then even you get more weary than you're, leery, I should say, of not getting that finger burnt. And whatsoever you ask, you shall receive of him because we keep his commandments. It's all about obedience. And do the things that are pleasing in his sight. The kindness, the love. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of the Son of Jesus Christ and love one another as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments and dwelleth in him, and he in him, hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he has given us, that Holy Spirit of God, that give us the power to live the life that this word teaches. We must live. If we're going to live for eternity with him, we must live this life. Amen. One more scripture here. In John the 14th chapter. There's a song out there that I like. It goes on and it talks, it's about God and stuff, and it talks about your trials and tribulations. But at the end of it, it says, it will be worth it all. One day it'll be worth it all. Do you feel like that tonight? Because we're going to have trials and tribulations. We don't even know the depth of them right now. We're living a pretty good life right now. but things can get really, really serious here in the next few years. And we have to be strong and ready. That's why God keeps bringing these same scriptures to us about staying close to Him, how much He loves us, to reassure us that He's there for us, but we have to be there for Him too. Amen? Verse 14, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. Well, that's where we want to go. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you into myself. That where I am, there you may be also. And whether I go, you know the way. You know the way and the way you know. That is going to be unbelievable when we're going to be in the presence of our God. After all these years of just walking on faith, reading His Word. That's why prayer is so important, man, in reading His Word. Just, you can feel God then. You can feel that mighty wind of the Holy Ghost. It's not all faith then. It's you feel God. You feel that love. It's a touch that there's no human touch like that. It's addicting, but the more you get it, the more you want it. But if you don't feed that fire starts going down and down and down pretty soon. That natural doesn't want to feed that fire no more. It's too much of an effort. Too hard to pray through. I'll pray for a few minutes and then I got to go. I got all this stuff to do at home or somewhere else or whatever. You have to grab yourself by the collar and say, I'm not leaving till I get what I need from God. I mean, I know that from experience, because there's a lot of times I've felt like getting up and leaving here earlier in my walk with God. I've made up my mind, I'm not leaving till I get what I need. Because I cannot live the life that this Bible says I'm supposed to live if I'm not full of the Holy Ghost. Like, there's no way. It's all I can do sometimes with it, being full of the Holy Ghost, to be spiritual about stuff. I mean, everybody's got their little things that really, really rub them the wrong way. If you're not full of God's Spirit, you're gonna give in. You're gonna get it known how you really feel about something. And then after that, that's when you feel bad. But you got it out there. You know, now they know where I'm coming from. That isn't God's way. God's way is love and mercy, long-suffering, and kindness to each other. And we want to be like that, amen? We have to be like that. If we're going to go to this place right here that he's talking about, in my Father's house, there are many mansions, sin can't enter into that place. And we're not going to get holy the day we're going to leave. We need to start working on our holy all right now. So we're ready to leave when he calls us. Amen. Well, that's all I have for tonight. Have a good week. I love you more and more all the time. And I know that's from God. I want nothing but the best for this body of people. And I'm going to do my very best to be the example I should be, to lead and guide God's people. One more thing. The people that are in the choir, or that were in practice today, after prayer tonight, maybe we can meet in the back of the church here for a few minutes. Thank you.
Praise God, this altar's open for you tonight. No one can separate us from the love of God. Nothing's that are, nor things to come, nor principalities. For we are more than conquerors through Christ who loves us. So then no one can separate us from our God. No one can separate us from the love of God. Nothing's that are, nor things to come, nor principalities. For we are more than conquerors through Christ who loves us. There is no one can separate us from our God. No one can separate us from the love of God. Nothing's that are, no things to come, no principalities. For we are more than conquerors through Christ who loves us. There is no one can separate us from our God. No one can separate us from the love of God. Nothing's that are, no things to come, no principalities. For we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. There is no one can separate us from our God. No one can separate us from the love of God. Nothing's that are, no things to come, no principalities. For we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. There is no one can separate us from our God. No one can separate us from the love of God. Nothing's that are, no things to come, no principalities. For we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. There is no one can separate us from our God. The world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. The world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. This happy face that I'm wearing, Jesus put it there for me. The world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. The world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. The world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. This happy face that I'm wearing, Jesus put it there for me. The world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. The world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. The world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. This happy face that I'm wearing, Jesus put it there for me. The world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. The world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. The world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. This happy face that I'm wearing, Jesus.